AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. A woman in Philadelphia is being held on charges she tried to join a martyrdom operation for the Islamic State group. The AP's Mary Claire Dale reports Keona Thomas was arrested today.
It appears that Thomas has been posting supportive posts on Twitter and other social media since at least 2013, where she hoped to become a martyr. She hoped to reach Syria. She said that it would cost only $100 a month if people would join her in supporting the Islamic State group.
Yesterday in New York, two women were charged with plotting to wage jihad by building a bomb and using it for a Boston Marathon-type attack. Job growth sputtered last month. The Labor Department says only 126,000 jobs were created. In Utah today, President Obama says the latest numbers show America has to be relentless in building economic momentum.
We have to redouble our efforts to make sure that we're competitive, to make sure that we're taking the steps that are needed for us to be successful.
The stock market was closed today for Good Friday. A new poll shows more whites than blacks and Latinos favor police use of force. Charles Epp is a professor at the University of Kansas and author of Pulled Over, How Police Stops Define Race and Citizenship.
African Americans and Hispanics have too often experienced or have heard of experiences of police officers acting unfairly, and so they're less willing to support the use of force by police officers. They're not sure that it'll be used fairly.
7 out of 10 white people polled say they can imagine a situation in which they would approve of a police officer striking an adult male citizen. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and presidential candidate Ted Cruz are among a group of congressional Republicans who want the Supreme Court to uphold state bans on same-sex marriage. Hillary Clinton has signed a lease in Brooklyn, New York, for a building in what is expected to house her presidential campaign headquarters. This is AP Radio News. Wisconsin's Frank Kaminsky is the AP's Men's College Basketball Player of the Year. Kentucky's John Calipari is Coach of the Year.
Calipari has guided the Wildcats to a perfect 38-0 record this season and has them in the Final Four for the third time in 4 years. They were ranked number one the entire season and were a unanimous pick 12 times. He's done it with a deep team utilizing a 9-player rotation to put the Wildcats in position to claim their 9th national championship and 2nd in 4 years. Calipari received 40 votes from the 65-member national media panel. Virginia's Tony Bennett was 2nd with 9. Notre Dame's Mike Bray got 5. Jim Militello, Indianapolis.
Major League Baseball has fined Miami Marlins pitcher Jared Cosart for placing illegal bets, but an investigation found no evidence that the 24-year-old bet on baseball. Also, Tiger Woods has announced he will play next week at the Masters in Augusta, Georgia. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.